can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. July the 12th, 2021. Hello, welcome to Coffee Talk with CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Up here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I did some praying about this, guys. And today we are going to have a great time talking about this. And I'm going to explain it here in just a bit. But before I do, if anybody has any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, hey, feel free. You can email me up here at the iHeartRadio studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, guys, like me on my Facebook page. the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, check the like button and you can follow me. Or now if you have an Apple phone, okay, I want to just say this. You have Apple phone, go to Apple Music, go to Apple Podcasting, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll see my old logo with the coffee beans. We haven't quite yet changed that. Subscribe for free. Everything is always free. And if you don't and you have an Android phone, there's a free app you can download on Google Play called Google Podcast. When you download on that, guys, open it up, type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Again, that will have the old, that one should have my new logo on it. Just subscribe for free. Okay. And you'll catch me all on there. And I appreciate all your loyalty, and listening to my show and just the positive vibes that I give, because we need to get positive vibes. And it's been a very tough couple of weeks for me, probably as it has for you guys. But I'm praying and I'm optimistic with Christ that everything's going to, I'm going to get through all this. So we are. And today, God put it heavy on my heart this morning as I'm drinking coffee with Coffee Talk with CA. We're going to talk about what happens when you prioritize each other's happiness, okay? You know, it is possible, guys, to prioritize your spouse's happiness, and not just your spouse, let's just say even your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiancés out there, without sacrificing your own. In fact, day-to-day hustle, which we go through, is there time to think about what makes the other person happy? And maybe a lot of times, let me stop there, maybe a lot of times we're not listening to her, or maybe she's not listening to him. It's a vice versa thing. So you got to really kind of focus. Even if you're tired and exhausted, you got to take that time out to talk and communicate and pray together. Keep God in the center of that. Okay, it's so important. So as we strive, and everybody that's going through marriages want healthy marriages and improved relationships. So it's a good idea to consider what brings joy to your spouses or your, again, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiancés. But if we're honest, the give and take required in marriage or dating or whatever it may be, engagement, can feel more like give than take. So what's the answer? Well, Martin Luther King once said, There is no one loving, friendly, and charming relationship, communion, or company than a good marriage, or let's just say even a good relationship. This is really a combination of everything. Marriage, relationships, fiancés fixing to get married, you know, people like that. Okay? His words might seem like an impossibility to some, while to others they sound like a ray of hope for stronger and deeper marriage. The good news, friends, is there are genuine ways to prioritize your spouse's or your significant other's, and again, this is everybody, okay, happiness, and reap the amazing benefits. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what happens when you prioritize each other's happiness. So you may want to take notes on this, or go back to the podcast on Coffee Talk with CA, and you'll be able to kind of indulge on this. First point I want to make is you will both be pleasantly surprised. You know, making your loved one's happiness is a priority. Will not only surprise them, but it will also surprise you. As you look at this, as each intentional act brings them joy, you'll likely find your joy increasing as well. Now, this isn't to say that your spouse will instantly take notice, but give it time. Focus on the small, the regular ways to pour into them and spark those moments of happiness throughout the week. So here's a few ideas to consider. Maybe make lunch for them, handle a dreaded task for them, or even offer them a day to themselves. You know, sometimes they need a day to themselves. Just step back, even though you want to be in it, step back and let them have a day to themselves. Also focus on their love language, the physical touch, the words of affirmation, giving gifts, quality time, or acts of service. Let them have the last word, okay? I know I can be guilty of that too, but again, let them have the last word. Listen more than talk. Give an unexpected gift. You see, friends, when you prioritize your relationship with your significant other, your spouse, or your fiancés or boyfriend, girlfriend, again, this is everybody, without expecting anything in return, you will be pleasantly surprised at how good it feels to put someone above yourself. And remember the words of Paul to the Philippians, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then makes my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one spirit, and of one mind. Do nothing out of the selfishness, ambition, a vain contentment. Rather, in the humility, valuing others above yourself, not looking to others' interests, but each of you interests to others." Find that in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 and 4. Second point I want to make is you'll find a new happy rhythm. You know, couples who prioritize each other's happiness usually finds themselves in a new happy rhythm. I was driving on the road the other day. I heard, "You're happy, 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 happy." It's like an old 80s song. And I was thinking, okay, here I am on the freeway, stuck in traffic, happy, happy, happy. It's like, I think God's telling me something. But what I'm saying is the rhythm of life, the days of grumpiness and bickering, we all get into that. Look, I'll admit to you, as your personal friend on the air, I can get grumpy and I can get bickerness. What? CAU? Yeah, I can do it. So can everybody else. If you haven't, we'll give you a million. We've all done it, okay? That's the way it is sometimes. But you need to replace that with calmness and peace. Me and a special friend was telling me that, as she was telling me, she said, love and peace. That's what it's about. Peace and love. And I remember as we were praying for peace and love. It's important. Peace and love. Love and peace. It's what God intends that to be. It ain't always going to be that all the time, but always try to find a middle area, okay? And because you are more in tune with each other, you know when to give your space and when to engage. You see, happy couples find ways to interrogate meaningful rituals and activities in their marriages or any relationships they're in, and settle into routines that cultivate into their relationship. As one writer writes, whatever it's Wednesday donut day, a daily sunset walk with a dog and a nighttime prayer together, or the way you celebrate new basketball season, these moments will help create memories and bring you closer. Excuse me. You see, finding a steady rhythm in your marriage or your relationships not only increases happiness, but it also builds trust and reliability. You see, working together through both responsible and compatible can make the difference, friends. So don't believe the lie about your marriage or relationship to be always fun and exciting all the time. It isn't going to be that. It's kind of like the stock market. You know how your stocks do good when it's rising and surging? And then they take a dive and you lose lots of money, right? It's part of life, L-I-F-E. And there's a lot to be said for a safe, secure, and comfortable marriage or relationships that focuses on each other's happiness day to day. I want you to remember on this Romans chapter 12, verse 10, that says, "Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other." That's a good one, isn't it? Let me reread that again. Romans chapter 12, verse 10, "Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other." Find your new happy rhythm by prioritizing each other's happiness. It's a positive step in the right direction. My third point that I want to make is you want to do more. The more you learn about your significant other, your spouse, fiancés, boyfriend, girlfriend, your likes, your dislikes, the more you're going to want to contribute to overall happiness. For example, if you know your spouse, and we're going to use a spouse, is highly uncomfortable in social situations, you be extra careful to stay by her side during work and family gatherings. You'll develop an interlooked aspect on your marriage. You see, friends, looking for ways to serve your spouse and make their happiness even more of a priority. In the article, there is an article out called "Learn to Love Your Spouse the Way They Need to Be Loved." Writer Lori Freeland says, "Once you recognize your spouse's acts of love for what that they are, it will be easier to see how you love them back. And if you're having trouble figuring out exactly what your spouse needs, you can always ask. Asking is a great way to start prioritizing your spouse's happiness. In fact, make a date of it and spend an evening discussing ways that you both can attune to each other's needs. Make a list of things to try, like having coffee together in the morning, doing a couple's Bible study, taking a walk after dinner, going to the grocery store together. Some men are like, huh? See, hey, I get lost at the grocery store. Hey, if she wants you to go to the grocery store, or maybe she's like, honey, I don't feel like going, can you go? You got to go, guys, okay? Maybe even trying a new hobby such as tennis, archery, gardening, or flea marketing. And another thing is a lot of people going to the fruit stands and getting those things at the fruit market, the pretty plants and stuff. Or go down to Home Depot or go down to Walmart, you know, pick her out something, he or she. As the Bible also reminds us, friends, in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, as the Bible says, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow each other as for everyone else, just as ours does for you. So as you prioritize your spouse's happiness, there's a good chance you'll want to do even more for them. Hopefully, this will lead to a healthier give and take effect and also encourage you both to keep searching for ways to please one another. Got a fourth point here I want you to be aware of from me. You'll be quick to forgive. The more time and attention you spend focused on each other's happiness, the less time you'll spend on conflict. True fact. Let's go back to it again on my notes. The more time and attention, hello guys, boys and girls, men and women, the more time and attention you need that you spend focusing on each other's happiness, the less time you spend on conflict. Now, let me stop here on my notes. We're all guilty of different things, aren't we? Okay? So, you walk into the door. Let's talk to the men first. You walk into the door. You're married. You walk into the door. You bypass her. You nod your head. If it's wintertime, you sling the jacket off. You throw it on the couch. Probably irritates her. You know, you take your shoes off or you're walking in, you're tracking something after she got through really cleaning the house. You head to the refrigerator, get you something to drink or whatever it may be. And you come back and you sit on the couch, you get the remote, you got the itch for the remote, and you want to turn it on TV. Hello, she's standing right there. What did you do a no-no on? Well, you didn't acknowledge her, number one, guys. And number two, that always gives a woman happiness to acknowledge him and to talk to him. And hey, honey, how was your day? And listen to her, you know. Did you have a bad day, sweetheart? It's going to be better. It's things like that. Acts of the kindness. Put that love language in. Now let's backtrack it and flip it to the women. Man comes in. He's had a rough day at work. Does the same thing. Slings his jacket if it's a cold day or whatever. Goes, heads to the refrigerator, get him something to drink, and sit down. Whether it's water, Coke, coffee, tea. That's what I'm saying. Just anything, just kind of refreshing where he's had a rough day. Just wants to sit down. Sits on the lazy boy. Kicks back. And have you like talked to him and say, hey, let's just use an example. Hey, John, how was your day? Oh, honey, do you really want to know? That's usually what a man will say. Just one of those days. Well, tell me about it. So see, you're opening up conversation with him. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's part of that love language. And if you say, well, I had a rough day at Supervisor X. Well, it's going to be okay. We're going to pray about this together before we call it a night. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Works both ways, guys. Men and women. So, like I said, happy couples. Or let me just say this. Forgiveness will come easier when your emotional cup has to be filled. This isn't to say that there won't be any problems, because there will be more grace to handle them than when you do have that problem. In fact, I want you to remember, everybody, that happy couples are able to bounce back. They are. From minor faults and failures, because they do not want to linger in the negativity. Instead, they deal with the issue at hand and with grace and mercy and get back to making happiness a priority. A great reminder of this is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. It says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." You see, kindness, tenderness, forgiveness are beautiful ways to prioritize your spouse's happiness and continue strengthening your example. My fifth point is you be an example to others. You're outwardly display happiness in your marriage or your relationships, others are likely to take notice. Kind of rubs off like a domino effect. Not only will other couples see the difference, but they'll also want to know how you implemented those, what you're doing in your own marriages, and consider the fact prioritizing your spouse's happiness as a way to witness to God and to others. Be honest about your ups and your downs, but let other couples know how important it is to focus on what makes you happy. I want to just say in closing here on Coffee Talk with CA, not only will you be an amazing example, but you'll be proud of how you're living according to God's design for marriage. As if you go back to the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, where Scripture says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that you may see your good works and give glory to God who is in heaven." So my advice, let your marriage be the light to others. In your relationships, be the light to others, guys. Prioritize each other's happiness and find true joy in your relationship. Very important. I'm telling you, God's got you. You got to hang in there, okay? You really do. So, that being said, there was a song that kind of had me kind of rolling that I like. I don't get to play it too long. Toby Mac, Hold On.
Wake up to the morning light, wipe away the lonely night, let a brand new day wash over you. Wanna see you smile again, show some love to your crazy friends. Wipe your tears away, those days are through. If you move just a little bit closer, you can put your head on my shoulder. Yeah, yeah. So baby, hold on, just another day or two. I can see the clouds are moving faster now, and the sun is breaking through. Sun, thank the Lord for the things he's done. Lift your eyes to the hope that's ever true. Wanna see you smiling, girl. You're a light in this jaded world. Wipe away those tears this one's for you.
Amen. Toby Mac, hold on. I felt like playing that for you guys. And you know what? That's right. Because we need to hold on. But there is going to be breakthrough. And we got to just continue to keep the faith and know that God has this. Because He does. And I tell you, I'm going to remain optimistic for a lot of you guys. People that I know that are very dear and special to me. I've said this before, and I wanted to take a little time out, just a few minutes on Coffee Talk with CA. If you feel you're at the end of the rope, if you are going through trials and tribulations, because even as a Christian, God said that we're going to go through that. But if you've got faith as small as a mustard seed, that's all it takes. You want your mountain moved. You want your obstacles moved to where you can have that happiness that's well deserved for you. You pray and you give it to Him. Say, God, move that obstacle. Move that obstacle that Satan's putting in the way of my relationship with the person I care about. To prioritize our marriage or our dating or our fiancés that are fixing to get married. And remember, each day is a gift from God. Live it, enjoy it, because up in heaven, the marriage is going to be with God. So enjoy who God has you with, who you feel that He has you planted with. Don't ignore her, don't ignore him. I'm not a marital counselor, studied counseling in Bible college, but I will tell you it's very important. You want your marriage strong, you keep God in it first place. Because He will take you places you have ever been. Whether it's financial, whether it's a strain in that marriage, or dating relationship, or fiancés out there. Maybe it's festering and fixing to pop. But you know what? God can fix anything. He takes people that are broken, puts them together. We're all broken people, if you think about it. We are. And God has put us together with not Elmer's glue, God's glue. The strength of the Lord. And He will take care of you. So before I lead off in a prayer, I just wanted to share that. I want everybody to be happy. It's so important. Happiness, you'll live longer. Of course, we can't predict death, but happiness, you'll live longer. So whatever you're going through, down, depressed, frustrated about things, God's going to move the mountains, I'm telling you guys. He will. And we'll share that on another day. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. Thank You for another edition of Coffee Talk. Oh, Lord, pray for people that are broken. People in their relationships with their significant other, boyfriends, girlfriends, fiancés. God, You've got it. And let them know that, because we know You got it. And when we're broken, we know that we got God's glue. We got Your glue, because You're gluing things together. May couples prioritize what they need to get it right through You with their other significant other, because You brought them into the world when they merged into as one couple, one unit. And we thank You for all You do. And I just asked that You just let us have a great Monday. In Jesus' name we ask it and pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, well, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I also want you guys to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.